It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Goodwill Industries, you know them well, and I feel especially at this time of the year when you might be making some end-of-year donations. Goodwill, though, is busy throughout the year, last year alone serving nearly 2 million individuals around the globe, including helping to train more than nearly 125,000 individuals for careers in industries such as banking, IT, and healthcare. So a really appropriate guest and topic on this Giving Tuesday.
We've got Steve Preston with us. He's CEO of Goodwill Industries International. He's also got a great background. He worked in the government as administrator of the SBA. He was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Stephen, good to have you with us this afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be with you guys.
Before we get to what exactly you're doing at Goodwill, I just want to get an idea of what you're seeing with the labor market, what you're seeing across the economy, because that is directly impacts what you do at Goodwill. So what's your read?
Yeah, for sure it does. So we, our network employs 120,000 people. And as you mentioned, we support 2 million people on their quest to a better job each year. So we touch the labor market in a number of different ways. We're seeing what a lot of you all see. It is hot. It's a little bit less hot than it was a few months ago, but it's still on it from a historical perspective, really strong labor market. The other thing we're seeing, though, is the narrative here is less about the problem getting a job. The narrative is more around people being able to find the right kind of job and employers finding the right kind of employee. Increasingly, what employers have told us over the last, 5 or 6 months is they've got these great jobs available, but they need people with the right kind of training to be able to be successful in them. And they're often jobs that are well-paying, offer good advancement and good benefits. We have people on the other side who are sort of churning in low-wage jobs who told us that they want those better jobs, but they're not able to compete for them because they lack the skills or other support they need to be successful in them. And so we try to provide that bridge, but there's a huge opportunity out there right now in our market for people to move from lower wage jobs into better jobs if they can get support during that pathway.
You know, Steve, I've got to say, I feel like over the years, we've talked often about a skills gap. I feel like Alan Greenspan used to talk about it a lot when he was Fed chair. And so not a new idea, but I appreciate what you're saying. So how do we really significantly make sure that, the skills that are needed are being provided, whether it's through academic institutions or other types of training, facilities? How do we fix this problem that's been around for a while?
Yeah, it's been around and it's expanded and it's getting worse. So I'm glad you brought that up. I think foundationally, we need to make sure that young people are entering the labor force with foundational skills, whether they be digital skills, core mathematics, core, reading and writing skills. A lot of those are missing at the outset. And that's sort of the entry point.
But is that basic education, through high school, are you talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's basic education in high school, and we need to make sure that our educational institutions are preparing people for the workforce. And many of us believe providing more vocational opportunities for people who don't necessarily want to go to college, but are perfect candidates for great jobs in the trades or in other areas. When people get older, if they're unable to be successful in the labor market, or if they have other challenges in life, it is really hard for people to get back on track. And as a result, we need ways for those people to get the support they need so that they can not only break through barriers that they have in life in general, but they can get those core skills. Hmm. We see single moms with kids in homeless shelters going to jobs at Google and Accenture in six months.
Wow.
Because they're getting the they're getting support they need to kind of work through that journey, maybe right. housing support or other support, and they're getting breakthrough digital skills or other skills. And the interesting thing about that is that first job isn't necessarily the ending point. It's like a destination where people say, oh my gosh, like I can do this. I've got these skills. And it becomes, it changes the trajectory for people in their lives. So there are pathways. We see it every day in the work, what we do, but we need people to get more access to those supports and not only the skills themselves, but help through that initial part of the journey so that they can get to the other end and move into employment.
Hey, Mike, we only got a minute left, but you worked in government for many years. You were former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. You were administrator of the SBA. Given what you know now, from your work at Goodwill, if you could wave a magic wand and get lawmakers to do something to help alleviate the issues that you see each and every day, what would it be?
Well, first of all, my magic wand would say, let's agree there's a problem together and we want to work together rather than going into our separate camps. So that's a broader narrative. I think we need to focus on the core educational lack in this entire system, both at the secondary education level and beyond, because our employers need it, our people need it, our communities need it, and there are pathways both early on and throughout life that we can support that will change this issue. And I think there's a lot of data out there. There are a lot of service providers like us out there. And if we can come together, we can make a huge dent in this issue.
Well, we've run out of time, Steve, but I hope you will come back because we would love to continue the conversation. And I feel like there's a lot of other areas that we could go with you. Steve Preston, Chief Executive Officer, Goodwill Industries International. He's former Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He served during the George W. Bush administration. So great to catch up with him via Zoom in Washington, D.C. A lot of relevant, you know, when you look at our labor market and how tight it is, this is ways of creating workers that have the skills that are needed. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.